Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Good morning.
Thank you.
It's Jeff in Cincinnati, Ohio. Good morning.
Good morning. Jeff in Cincinnati. Cincinnati leading out the pack. Good morning, sir.
Ryan and Shannon McDonald, Team Washington.
Good morning.
Hi, Ryan and Shannon. Good morning. Hey, welcome to the call.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. A fantastic job, as always, Sylvia. It's just we've got so many brilliant diamonds, so many brilliant people from all over the country joining us on these calls, and you can just feel the excitement. You heard Duran and Nicole Barnes getting on the call with two or three new people that were joining his team who were also listening on the call here this morning. I know we have a new person that's listening on the call with us here. A couple of Maurice Drake is on the call with us here this morning. And I know that we also have Jerry and Luis Bruner joining us on the call here this morning. So good morning and welcome to you guys. It is amazing how exciting it is and how much generative energy gets created by working with people who are just so committed to growing and improving and becoming better servant leaders. And we talk about this all the time. It's so important to see it in action. You know, the diamonds that you hear on these calls that we get an opportunity to mentor with, you know, yesterday we had about 4 hours with, you know, in total with different people. We had Brian and Brooke Watson, Nolan Glenn, Alan Weiss, Freddie and Terrell Minifield. And what are we doing with these people? What is it that we're collectively doing together as we work together? We want our time productive. You know, you heard Durand and Nicole Barnes come on the call. They have new people that are joining their team that are plugging into these calls. But why are these calls important? You know, some people say it's the motivation of it. And there's no doubt, you know, I come off this call, I'm motivated. I truly am inspired by the energy, particularly in the 10 minutes when Sylvia's welcoming. We're welcoming everybody on the call. But I want to ensure that we're all getting the best out of it. You know, myself and Sylvia have had some phenomenal and have some great mentors in our lives. And we were talking about this with Brian and Brooke Watson yesterday, and one of the things that Brian said was, he said, I truly understood what I heard you say, that people will expect what they expect for themselves from other people. In other words, if you don't have high expectations of yourself, it's very challenging for you to mentor and coach others who have high expectations. And that is something that he grabbed from that call. We will all get different things from the calls. So I want to throw out a challenge to you. I want to just make sure that we shake it up and we don't just become literally personal development junkies. In other words, that we become like mindless zombies in which this call is, or this show is just washing over you. Let's become mindful, because when we measure something, we can become better. But not only do we become better, we become confident. We know that we're growing. The question that we want to all ask ourselves in this call this morning, and the new people that are listening in will feel the value and the understanding of what it is that we're doing. This does not want to be just entertainment. We want to ensure that this is education that is helping you grow. We want to ensure you've got Howard Burns, who's on this call, you know, who spent his whole life helping people to find great financial investments and where they can get the best return on their money. This wants to be the best or one of the best investments of your day, where you're not just spending time, you're investing time. That you're not just listening in, you're actually hearing what it is that's going on here. Otherwise, what does this become? It just becomes another form of TV. It just becomes another form of entertainment. It just becomes another form, albeit more positive message that's washing over you. Let's get the best from it. Let's truly understand that we're making a difference. And this is something that we do with the diamonds that we work with. You know, when we're working with Durand and Nicole Barnes, we're looking back into the week and we're measuring. We're picking specific things that we can measure against last week so we know that on a daily basis we're all improving, we're all learning, and it's something that we can leverage that learning and teach it to other people. when we're working with Brian and Brooke Watson. We're working with Alan Weiss, Alan Glenn, Freddie and Terrellyn Minifield, and we're just focused on yesterday. Think about the growth that we all get to enjoy on a daily basis. So here are some questions that I want you to participate with right now. I want you to either, if you've got a pen and paper, just write down a quick idea. I want you to focus with me and start to go through a process and go through the understanding and say, okay, let's see right now, am I learning? Am I investing? Am I really making a difference here? Am I going to shake it up right now? Or am I being just mindless with this? Or I'm going to just make a difference with it today? What is the one thing, if you were to look back in yesterday and say, what is the one thing that you learned yesterday? Can you specifically say that you know one thing that you learned from your day yesterday? In other words, that you could write down and say, yes, I learned this. Then what is the difference that you're going to use that in your life today? Because what I found is, when we can find something new that we learned and then we can choose to invest it into today, we can constantly make tomorrow better. When we become mindful at the end of our day and ask ourselves the question as we go through our day, what is it that I will learn? What is the most important thing that I will learn that I'm going to write right into my journal before I go to bed at night and then choose to invest it into the next day? When you're that mindful, life becomes an even more exciting game. You're going, how can I become better so I can bring better value into the next day and to the people that I meet? You know, sometimes we just want to learn to be mindful in our day, not just about our learning, but to become mindful in our day about the people that we expose ourselves to. You know, we think about the people that are in our lives that come around us and spend time with us. You know, many of us are very careful about the magazines that we read, the TV that we watch, the radio that we listen to. Many of us are careful about the foods that we eat, the exercise that we get. But are we careful about the people who are giving access to them in our lives? Because we want to limit access to the people who lower your expectations and lessen your attitude. If we want to grow, we want to be around people that challenge us, that raise us up, that make the difference. So what are some of the things that we can focus on? Number one, as we go through the day today, see what it is that we are learning. What is the one thing that we learned that we're going to write down, or maybe it'll be two things that we're going to write down in our journal tonight and then choose to invest into the next day? As we go through the day, being aware of the people that we're giving access to ourselves in our lives, asking ourselves the question, should I limit access to this person, or should I give more access to this person because they raise me up? I find that my expectations are raised. I find that my outlook in life is raised. I find that my attitude is better. I find that I'm more challenged. I find that I'm a better person, and therefore I want to have more of them in my life and figuring out ways to do that. Remember, our goal is to be mindful. To be playfully mindful in our day, but it's to be mindful. You know, we were talking last night with Freddie and Terrellyn Minifield, but one of the things that Sylvia and I do on a daily basis, we say, what's the 80% things that we can focus on that can make the biggest difference? As we go through the day, start thinking, what are those big things? In other words, if I got better just at this, it would make a huge difference in who I am, how productive I am, how much fun I have, the value I bring, the attitude I have, the outlook I have. What are those 80%ers, those things that make the biggest difference at all? What about this is a beautiful attitude to bring into your day? You do all that you can, not what you have to. I love working with diamonds who come out and their attitude is, hey, I'm going to do all that I can, not just what I have to. I have found that the people that are happiest, the people that are satisfied most, the people that tend to be just the most fulfilled, the most energetic when you are around them, things just crackle, spark, fly. It's a generative energy. You just love being around those people. And what is it that you notice? They're for themselves, all that they can for their church, all that they can for their family. They're just constantly, wherever they're at, they're fully present, they're fully engaged, they're fully self-expressed, they're doing all that they can, not what they have to, and they seem to be the happiest of them all. Think about that. So as we go out there and we're saying, what is the thing that will make the biggest difference that I can learn and reinvest in tomorrow? Who are the people I want to give more access to, and who are the people I'm going to start limiting access to? What are the things that I can focus on, the 80% differences that can make the biggest difference in my life? Can I have a better attitude that just focuses on saying, you know what, I'm going to do all that I can all the time with the things that are important, as opposed to just saying, I'm going to do what I have to? And leaders are readers. I've noticed that leaders are readers. It sounds short, it sounds crass, sometimes it sounds a little cliche. Because they get used so often, sometimes it loses its meaning. The reality is, leaders are readers. Having been around so many of them, they read. The truth is, it makes the biggest difference. Reading 10 pages of a good book, and this is something that's very measurable. Every night before you go to bed, you can ask yourself the question. The answer is either a yes or a no. I love the way Jim Rohn talks about measuring and growing growth. He says that the process is very simple. Decide on the things that you want to do that are going to make the biggest difference. To the right hand side of it, put a little box, big enough to put a check mark in, not so big that you're going to put a story in it. You either did it or you didn't. We don't grow with our intentions. We grow with our activities. That's why we measure. That's why we work together. That's why we make a difference. And that's why reading 10 pages of a good book, readers are leaders. Because I believe that the reading process does two things. Number one, it cleanses us of our day. It just cleanses us of any of the challenges that we had throughout that day. It cleanses us. And then the second thing that it does, it challenges us. It resets everything. We look back into that day, it just resets our clock. It resets our energy. It resets so many parts of us. Leaders are readers. Read 10 pages of a good book a day, particularly when you, before you go to bed. That golden hour is so important. You know, reviewing your goals with emotions. It is so exciting to review your goals, but with emotions. In other words, we're putting in, as we talked about, new images, more powerful images before we go to bed with emotion. Why? Because we want to move towards the future of our design rather than recreating the past all the time. Listen to what I said. We want to move towards the future of our design rather than moving towards the past all the time, as most of us do. You know, you're going to review your day in 30-minute increments after that. Why? Because we understand that we all have 24 hours in the day. It's the one area that we're all created equal. We all have 7 days in the week. So what we do with it is the thing that's going to make the biggest difference. That is an 80%er. So it's worth a few minutes of our day to review it in 30-minute increments. And then the next thing we do is design a better tomorrow. How beautiful is that? The more better tomorrows that we design, the better the future we're going to have. We design a better tomorrow in 30-minute increments, and then we write down, what is it that I learned today that I'm going to invest in tomorrow? We all understand, was this call entertaining or educational? Did you just spend time with us here this morning, or have you invested time? Did you just listen in, or did you hear? Was this just literally TV, personal development, junk food, or, you know, becoming a mindless zombie that had washed over, or was this something that impacted you, that made a difference, that you decided was going to be different, that you did something different? How will you know? You will do today differently, and tomorrow will be better. It's something we all get to choose. This call is recorded. This call will be up on the website. So we can all choose to get better. Focus on what did I learn today and what am I going to invest in tomorrow. As I go through the day, notice what people are doing with you. Are they people that are challenging you and raising up your energy or lowering your expectations? Are we going out there focusing on the things that are the 80% difference makers? Are we doing all that we can, or are we just doing what we have to? Remember, leaders are readers. Let's choose to read 10 pages of a good book. Let's choose to review our goals tonight with emotion. Let's choose to review our day in 30-minute increments. Let's choose to design tomorrow in 30-minute increments. And let's choose every day to write down what we learned and invest in tomorrow. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you to choose it, because you deserve it, and because you're going to work for it and lead others towards it. We love every single one. Have a beautiful, God-filled, gorgeous, blessed day today. Have a great day, everybody.
You know, the exciting part about this is the very first question Garrett asked was, what did you learn from yesterday? And I'll share a little, just a little tidbit. Yesterday I received a phone call from a person in the industry who said, Troy, you've written a lot of really scathing articles about part of our industry, but because of your openness and your honesty, I'd like to get you on the phone with the CEO of a new company that's launching that's just like the ones you talk about so that we can make sure we're doing things right and you can possibly help make sure that things are a little bit more straightforward. And it just shows that when you're open, when you're honest, when your heart's in the right place at helping individuals succeed, that people will see that even if they disagree with the actual opinion in which you're writing. So I just learned to be, I guess it really just solidified my thoughts of being transparent and authentic in everything that I do in life is where I'm at.
Now, Troy, there's something said for that because it all revolves around brutal honesty.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't make any bones about it and you tell it like it is, there's nothing left to interpretation. When you're constantly shooting straight with people, there's never a question. Well, you know, you think he's serious this time or you know, it reminds me of all that we get literally by the dozens on a weekly basis from people new to the.
Hey, Jim, you're breaking up bad again today. Jim.
You know, I think Troy. I think Jimmy's got problems with his telephone there. Really, it happens to all of us, but. Brutal honesty, you know, whether you agree or disagree, whether you're going to join a company or not join a company, you know, if you just tell people the way it is, I think that's the key. Authentic transparency in this business. And each day, all of us have to find something in which we can look back and say, I learned something new, I grew in that area, you know, and I guess it goes back to knowing that we've made the right decisions in advance, so that we don't have to worry about those times when ethics or a tipping point the wrong way might come into play. John, what do you think about everything this morning?
Well, I think it's actually quite true. I mean, what I've learned and what I look back on, besides the fact that it's kind of funny, I didn't even have any kind of guidance or anything. About a week ago, I actually started writing things down. And I would write things from any book that I read. Like, I'm recently reviewing a book that I've read called Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire by Richard Bliss Brook. And I've been writing down over and over again to kind of continue to emboss inside of my head what I am trying to achieve and where I'm going. So it becomes so clear and so precise, it actually comes through my physical being and it will be a reality. But when you guys are speaking of the truth, and I have to cite from personal experience by my awesome and wonderful father, who I love dearly, who taught me how much lying can affect your life. My dad was a great man. He showed me exactly what not to do when it comes to relationships with people. My dad was very, very charismatic, very, very driven. However, he had a little bit of a problem when it came to relationships with women. I'm not going to get too much into detail. All I can say is I saw him make one lie after another, after another, after another, and it ultimately led to a huge divorce battle. Now he is having significant financial trouble from everything that has happened, and it just did not make sense. He had to keep keeping up. Imagine all the energy that you spend in a single lie, you know? you have to keep expanding upon that energy for the next lie you have to create to counter the last one. And then as time goes on, all that happens is you're expending nothing but all your motivation and your energy into a bunch of lies that's eventually going to lead to your failure.
Well, you know,
so
you made...
Go ahead.
No, John, you make a good point there, and I've seen that in the industry. I know Matt's been with me, I mean, forever in this industry, and he's seen those people that come out, you know, and start their whole careers off on a lie never seem to succeed to the level that the other people do that are just doing it right. Wouldn't you agree, Matt?
Oh, man, I just had a conversation with a lady, and I won't mention any names, but there's one individual that I actually brought into the network marketing industry. And this man came into the industry, you know, talked a lot of talk, did a lot of things, you know, whatever, thought he was going to do big stuff, never came to fruition, left the company I had brought him into, went to go do something else, started cross-recruiting people, tagging people, calling people that weren't his contacts, then moved again to another company. In that company, he did bring in a lot of people, but he ended up, like, you know, really bullying corporate and this and that, and he got a chance to restructure. And the horror story I just heard from this lady, Linda, this morning just blew my mind. I mean, he was taking business partners, sisters, things like that, and placing them. He placed his family, his wife, his two sons in, and he was just ravishing people, taking people out of organizations, not keeping the I mean, just insane. And ultimately, you know, he's been bounced out of that company, and there's so much bad press on the Internet about this gentleman now that I don't think he'll ever make it in network marketing ever again, because all you got to do is Google this in a particular person's name. He's all done.
Oh, man. You know, and
Jimmy knows who it is, but we won't mention names.
It just shows you got to do it right, guys. Every day you should be learning from other people's mistakes, other people's wrongdoing, so that you don't make the same ones. Maybe if you're brand new to home-based business, I don't care what business you might be in, or even if you're not in our industry, if you see this type of action and you think, man, is that right or wrong, do what Matt just talked about. Kind of Google around and find that out, because in the end, you've got to know each and every day when you go to bed that you've done it right, that you've found something new about your life. You know, I did a long time ago when I got married. I made the decision right then. I'm going to put some major decisions into play, and that way I don't have to worry about them. And one of the things that I did was I made sure I never go to lunch with a female. I never go get in a car with a female outside of my wife, so that I never have to worry what somebody else might think. And in doing that, we have really solidified very well our whole complete relationship. The same thing has to be true in your network marketing business. You have to know right off the bat, this is what I will do, this is what I won't do. I won't go after people in an unprofessional manner. I won't go after people bad talk companies just to be able to try to bring people in to my business. You know, those are things that you can do that will literally help to build your business, to build your reputation. I know that when Matt and I do a lot of stuff on the Internet along with Jimmy, you know, people will find us all the time. And they will ask us questions, and they will want to know what we're doing and how we build our business. And because we have never, ever gone out there and tried to hurt other people, we have a reputation of integrity. People come to us because they know we'll give them an unbiased, 100% straight opinion or facts so that they can make an intelligent decision what they want to do. Each of us have to be able to do that in every aspect of our lives. You know, and John, I know you know that just from the stories you've told me about what your dad's gone through and the lies. You know, you have to do it right the first time, because you'll never ever get a second shot at getting it right.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, once you brand yourself in a certain way, guess what? I mean, you can always recover. I'm pretty sure you can, but why make 3 times the effort when you can do it perfectly and to the best of you, who you are, and become successful the first time by just staying the course and being extremely faithful and trustworthy in this business?
Oh, that's it. Jimmy, have you gotten back with us yet, buddy?
Well, I think so, but you never know.
You're loud and clear. Yay!
You are rocking, my man.
I tell you what, technology technology is a wonderful thing and yet an aggravating thing at the same time. You know,
I always say technology is wonderful when it works correctly.
Yeah, exactly. That is oh so true. You know, the most powerful thing I think that Garrett talked about this morning is a willingness to invest time first and foremost into yourself, and secondly, being very selective of the people that you choose to invest that time with. Because, let's face it, time, I've said this before, I've heard it said before, and I think it's a profound truth of the universe. Time is our only irreplaceable asset in the universe. You know, we can all make more money, we can buy more stuff, we can do more things, but unfortunately, no matter how much wealth we have, we can never buy more time. And how we choose to invest that time is one of the most important decisions that we get to make every day. And we've been given the gift of free will by the good Lord himself. So taking the time to invest that time in learning something new, learning what did we learn from yesterday, reviewing that. There's a simple process that has been coined over and over again by different people in this industry, and I'm just going to reiterate it. Jeff Olson was the first person that I ever heard mention it, and he reiterates it over and over again in his book, The Slight Edge, which is a phenomenal book. Speaking of, you know, feeding your mind, if you haven't read that one, that's a great one to go read. But the process is very simple. Plan, do, review, repeat. And you repeat it as often as necessary until you've achieved the goal that you want to achieve. It's a very simple process, but far, far too many people actually take and invest the time necessary to engage in the process.
You know, I got to fully agree with you on that. If people would slow down and take time to engage in that process, they would find out that the energy that they just invested into their excuse me, their own life would save them so much downtime and keep them from making so many bad choices in the future, Jimmy, that they would all of a sudden realize, man, I've got all this time on my hands. I can literally go out there and fulfill some of the missions, some of the desires, some of the dreams that they have in their life.
You know, we've talked about this on a number of occasions before, but I believe that investing time in people is probably the single greatest thing that we have the choice of doing in our lifetimes. You know, we all choose to go to work and invest in a job and everything because that's the way society trains us to do. And for those of you that are listening in on this call, I'm going to share a couple of things with you. Matt Jamison, who's on this call with us right now, he works from home. He's got a little girl named Jamie Lynn that he spends more time with than most stay-at-home dads do. And he has the luxury of being able to investing that time with a person that matters most in his life. He's not wrapped up in a commute going to and from work. And I'm sure that if we think back and we evaluate our history, we've never met a single person in our lifetime that when they were a child, they would ever have dreamed of saying something along the lines of, now, when I grow up, I want to find a fantastic job that's 45 minutes away from where I live so I can spend a minimum of an hour and a half a day commuting to and from work. Yeah, and having that time away from my family just so I don't have to be around my family. I mean, come on. Who in their
right? You are so right. You are so right, Jimmy. And I'm telling you, as Jamie gets off school, Jamie Lynn gets off school tomorrow, and it's the last day of school, and next week's her summer vacation, so I get her Friday. Of course, it's my weekend, but I got her all next week, and I tell you, we got so much fun stuff planned. We're going to go camping. We're going to be at the beach. We're going to go to the water park if it's warm enough. I mean, it's almost 80 degrees here today, so it looks like it's going to be beautiful beach weather, and she's so excited for that. I'm so excited to be able to do that as well, and oh, what a life, guys. I'm telling you, it's been a long, hard battle over the 15 years, but it's well worth it.
But could you have that lifestyle if you were working a regular job? And the answer, I mean, what's your answer, Matt?
No, I used to drive a truck. I was up out of the house at 5:30 in the morning, in the truck at 6. It was a 12-hour shift. It was nuts. I mean, get back home at 6:30, you're wiped out. All you want to do is sit on the couch, drink a beer, and fall asleep.
Exactly. Folks, we do this show 5 days a week. Actually, we do it 4 days a week for your benefit. That's Monday through Thursday, where it's nothing but radio for your mind, food for thought to get you thinking. Every Friday morning, we do a segment called Feedback Friday, which is a one-of-a-kind thing. I don't know of another company in the industry that allows people from their team across the country to come in and talk about the inspirational things that are going in their life. And, Troy, I know we've gone over a little bit today, so please forgive me. Close it out for us and let everybody know how they can find us.
Guys, you can find us at radioforyourmind.com. Come there all the time. You're going to be able to get the shows, get the updates, get everything. You can also hit Aces Radio Live for our Friday afternoon show. Until tomorrow, have a fantastic day and live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a fantabulous day, everyone.
Have a great day, folks.
God bless.